Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Got a couple of biggies here today. Silky said, I'm struggling with creating columns of colour. I'm an H with a medium value contrast. Wearing a light top under a dark open topper does not work because it highlights my waist, which is the bit I want to blend out. If I close it, it tends to look boxy or often frumpy. And then the lighter part of the outfit is proportionally rather small, although I would say that doesn't matter too much. The way to go seems to be to wear a dark inner column, but with my relatively dark hair and my light skin, it seems to be somehow wrong way around to wear something dark below my face and light on the outside, especially as I have to wear longer toppers to get my proportions right. So the light part of the outfit is really then relatively large. What other options can I do? You know what? I was thinking about this and I was going, oh, you're going to change the color. And then I went, patterns. Have pattern toppers. That will be your easy way. So what you want to do is you want to have a dark topper. So you can have a dark inner column and a dark topper, but have the contrast in a pattern. So have a topper. So this one has the light and the dark in the topper. So that creates the contrast that you need without having to have a light topper or wear a scarf, wear some jewelry. Like, it needs to be statement size. It can't be like a small, delicate piece in your right contrast to create the contrast. But that would be my answer. So the inner column of color is always the most flattering if you're wanting to hide your tummy, because it really means that we are not, drawing attention. We're not putting horizontal lines across there, particularly then if you're wearing longer cardigans, jackets, dusters, all those sorts of things over the top, which creates some nice vertical lines through the body as well. So that actually is a great, kind of slimming accent to your outfit. So then I would say, think about those being in patterns. Whatever the pattern you happen to like, that's fine. It could be stripes, it could be checks, it could be, you know, florals, animal prints, you name it. Just have more of it. So have the background of the print to be dark in the same value as your hair, and then make sure it's got light elements to reflect your value contrast. Now, what kind of print? Now, do you want multicolored prints or just monochromatic prints? That's going to come down to your color contrast. So if you've got a higher color contrast, like you need to wear more colors at once, go for a more multicolored pattern print. If you need to really just wear one color at a time, if you're more monochromatic, just go for a one color print, just light and dark shades of it. Or you could have a two-color print, depending, you know, maybe you need a neutral plus a color. That's a way you could do. So really, I think print toppers are your way to go. That's going to be the easiest way. But remember, you can always add jewelry and accessories. It doesn't have to be, like the 60-30-10 rule. They're just a set of guidelines. It's just a set of ideas. And it's more important when you're wearing color blocking to have that sort of proportional, so we're not trying to have even proportions. But when we're wearing patterns and things like that, really doesn't matter. So I would say pattern toppers, or use accessories, jewelries, and scarves in with your dark toppers, dark columns to give you the light value contrast that you need. So kind of simple, really, when you think about it. Next question comes from Kim. She says, I adore shabby chic style and interiors, and I'm also naturally attracted to the same style in clothes. I adore pastels teamed with whites, creams, soft neutrals, and they reflect my casual feminine personality really well. Here is my dilemma. Though my contrast is medium high, as I've got medium dark hair with fair skin, which is really out of balance with the low contrast clothes I'm attracted to. What do you do when your ideal value and contrast is on the opposite end of the colour and value scales of the clothes you love and are naturally drawn to? Now, this is where personality may win out, but generally personality wins more in a way when you are more dramatic, because you have that personality carried off. When we're going much softer than our appearance, this is where it can appear a bit out of balance. So I would be thinking about looking at How can you, you know, get a bit more depth into the colours that you wear? So it could be the sort of shabby chic, but with a dark background rather than a light one, if it's got a pattern. You could be thinking about, you know, using the yin and yang. So go back to that, the table. I've got it in the blog, and it's also in Seven Steps to Style. There's lots of yin and yang stuff in Seven Steps to Style. But looking at that to kind of how we read clothes and design elements to go, well, how do I get that softness, but also maybe just do it with my value contrast and my value in mind? So it is that sort of thing to start going playing, well, how can I kind of still get this look? So what is it about the look? Is it about the pastel colours, or is it about kind of the softness in some way? Maybe it's about the kind of fabric. So maybe it's having chiffon and lightweight floaty fabrics, but just in darker colours for you. You know, and then often those, you know, think about a more blended print. So you can have prints that are light and dark, but they've got a more blended feel. So they haven't got the hard starkness that you maybe don't like. So look at going, how can I look for blended prints that also have light and dark elements? So there's lots of little things to think about when you're going, well, how do I marry up my physicality with my personality in a way that's authentic, but also looks good and flatters me? And I think this is where too, you know, taking photos of yourself in different outfits. So take photos of yourself in clothes that are your personality, but the right value contrast, and then also the ones that are the wrong ones. And notice when you put them side by side, which ones you look better in. There's no point in wearing just something that's not your personality, that's so far away from your personal style, just because it's the right value contrast. You'll never look or feel great in that. There's no point in doing that. So I'm not advising just ignore, you know, your personal aesthetic. But the aesthetic can come into any colors, any value, any level of contrast. So it could be looking for what are those other elements of design that, so when you look at that shabby chic kind of style, what are the other elements there apart from just the light colors and the pastels that you actually are drawn to? Because you can have anything, any style of clothes in light colors and pastels, and you may not be drawn to them. So not necessarily that the colors is just what you're drawn to. So I'd be kind of sitting down, do a little bit of analysis, and that may not be your thing, but sometimes a little bit of analysis can help you really go, ah, that's why I like this, or there's something else about it that you are drawn to. So that would be what I would be starting to work towards and starting to think about. But you look at your yin yang, look at how you can express that softness that is in that shiny sheet. So what are all the yin elements of design? And then how can I also add in that bit of value contrast without it feeling too hard, too stark, too yang for you? So it could be really just looking at soft fabrics, floaty fabrics, blended prints, curvy prints, all those sorts of things have a lot of yin to them. And so therefore soften down that contrast, but still you'll be flattered physically as well. So hopefully that helps. It's sometimes hard to figure these things out. Sue has asked, how do I know the best length for a necklace? I have a large bust. How long can I go? So this really depends on the style of necklace. So ideally, we think about kind of, you know, balance points are a great kind of guide to necklaces. And in fact, I did balance points yesterday in my video. And you'll find that if you look up, search up balance points on the blog, you will find a bunch of videos and photos and stuff and different posts on how to find your balance points. But so if we think about best, if we have one head length down, that's often a really great point to put a longer necklace. Now, if you have a large bust, what you don't want is a pendant or feature that just sits right on top of it. So what you want to think about then is what I found, and this is, you know, through experimentation, because particularly with longer sorts of necklaces are going, I like a long necklace. How can I make it work? And what I found is that you need to have kind of larger elements up high. If it's just a pendant, if it's a thin you know, chain and then a pendant at the bottom really doesn't work so well for a large bust. But if you have kind of bigger beads up high and it just kind of continues around, that can work really well. So to avoiding just the pendant, the thing with a pendant, no matter where it is it really draws attention to where it is. So if I have it up here at my top balance point, that's great because what it does is it draws attention up to my face and away from my bust. So this is why I have, you know, lots of larger scale pendants that I wear in this area just here at my higher second balance point. Now, if you want to wear something long, then think about that kind of balance point down. So repeating the head length. So we can just repeat that head length and, you know, we can have one head length, two head lengths if I want a really long necklace. But then start thinking about, you know, if I have a pendant and then I pop it down low, so if say it's two head lengths down, what that's going to do is draw attention to my tummy. Now, if you're me, tummy is not the place you want people to look at. And there's plenty of us I know out there who don't want tummy to be the focus. So don't wear a pendant that sits down really low over your tummy because it becomes a focal point. Instead, look for necklaces that have detail and interest up high. So what we're doing is actually drawing attention up to around the face, and we're putting some scale above the bust, so larger scale elements above the bust, which actually makes the bust look a little bit smaller. So if you want to wear longer necklaces, make sure it's not just a pendant, it's got some detail, interest, and decent scale, like larger scale elements above the bust, and it should work for you. So there we go. Please do send me your colour and style questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com for upcoming videos. And do let me know what it is that you need to know, because of course, you know, there's lots of different kind of personal questions we all have about different elements of style and colour and all those sorts of things and trying to find things. You know, style is something that we weren't really taught at school, and if we didn't have a parent who was good at it, we may have had no introduction to style at all in our lives. So it can feel like a bit of a mystery, and there are a lot of elements to it. And you're never too late to start working on it either. I know there's many women in their 60s and 70s who say, like, I don't know if I'm too late. It's like, you're never too late. You're still alive. You can have fun with style, and you can still develop your own style, and your style changes through your life. And it should hopefully be something that is a bit fun, something to explore. You know what's great is we get dressed today, and if it's not the world's best outfit, you know we're going to get dressed again tomorrow, so we can try something different. So anyway, send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.